to our sneakers. And we're wearing them blue jeans too. And there ain't nobody gonna stop us now. The animals are running the zoo.
All right, it is 8:01. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you, Desdemona Finch, for a wonderful, raucous Highway 322. Every Thursday, you can hear the greatest, the latest and the greatest in folk music. But now it is time for Roots of Jazz, and we just have an hour. My name is Joanne. I'm joined in the studio with a good friend, Scott Johnson. He's brought in some music. We're going to talk about it all. But right now, we're going to get right into it because one of Scott's favorite bands and my favorite band, guess what? Tuba Skinny, right here on KGNU. Hey, Scott.
How you doing, Joanne?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, this is great. We both share a passion for this kind of music.
Indeed, indeed. And we, just full disclosure, we knew of each other years ago. We finally met like 3 years ago in New Orleans.
Right, at Kate Cafe, right there. On Charters.
Yeah. And Scott goes, are you Joanne from KGNU? And I go, are you the fabled Scott Johnson that I've heard so much about? And ever since then, I've been trying to get you in here, but because you're a musician, you work on Thursdays.
It is a common gig night, not tonight, and I'm glad to be on KGNU.
It's so wonderful. So Scott's brought in some great music for us to listen to. We started off with a mutual band that we just love, Tuba Skinny. They were just here in Denver. They were touring. I saw them in Paonia at the beginning of the tour in July. I was in Chicago when they were in Chicago, but I didn't go. But my buddy went, and then they played again just a few weeks ago at the Denver Performing Arts School.
Yes, right at Delgado College's campus, right across the street on their quad, and that was great.
It was beautiful.
It was a great night out, and it was a great place to hear them. It's a nice venue that for a band like that where you could really hear them play, and yeah, they're just great. You know, their version of what they call New Orleans street jazz is really, really unique, and their ability to dig deep into the songbook, and they're just known for pulling out tunes that nobody really remembers.
Oh my God! And they never have music, and they're the most talented young musicians that I've seen in a long time. And that's not only the sound, but I have so much props for their skills.
Very much so. The way they approach the music, their ensemble playing is really what makes them such a great traditional jazz band. And I have many professional friends in New Orleans who are professional musicians who that's their favorite local band. And so that says something. And,
indeed.
You know, for like you say, they're younger kids who really embrace this music. It's way older than them. And they play it with a real authenticity. And but they play with a real good energy that I think people respond to it. You know, people used to call trad jazz or Dixieland jazz sort of old and tired. But when the revitalization of that music happened, these young bands came in and really injected a lot of life into it.
Indeed.
And I think that's what appealed to me.
So tell us when did you start playing music?
You know, I picked up the bass in college because I had some great friends who were all musicians, and they could never get a band together because there were no bass players. And so one summer between my sophomore and junior year, I grabbed a bass, and I'd played classical piano as a kid, so I taught myself to play the bass, and next thing you knew, I was in a band playing four nights a week. And you know, when I got out of college, I just didn't see any real need to stop playing. It seemed a lot more fun than working an office job. Sorry, Mom.
So we're talking about the 70s then?
The 80s for me.
80s.
Yeah.
So, you're so much younger than
I'm
me.
57, so yeah. And then I moved to Cleveland for graduate school, and that was a great place to be a musician. What a great city. And I was really playing a lot of blues on the electric bass. And that was about the time that I, through an odd set of circumstances, spent an afternoon with Radiators bassist Reggie Scanlon, who is still a friend of mine to this day. And he's the one who convinced me to come to New Orleans and find out what it was all about. And he actually made all the arrangements for myself and five friends for our very first trip to Jazz Fest in 1991.
I was there.
And that's when it rained, bad storms, and it was only, they canceled Friday.
That was the weekend that I wasn't there.
Yeah, so it was only 2 days, my very first one. I didn't even get the three of the first weekend, but it was so fun. I was lucky enough, you know, Reggie, he sent us to the Glass House to see the Dirty Dozen, you know, before the Glass House closed down. And that was a famous brass band haunt in a neighborhood where they paraded around the neighborhood at 3 a.m. And I just thought, this is such a cool place. And it's just, you know, as I spent more time there, I started drifting into that Economy Hall and listening to all this great old jazz. And as I picked up the upright bass, the two just struck me as a nice union.
Well, that, I'm just putting these songs in. So after Tuba Skinny, we tried to hear the Jazz Vipers, which is a very cool band. that we wanted to hear 1 o'clock jump, but the spirits of the CD player are possessing us, so it skipped. So we went right to the Shotgun Jazz Band, another really great band full of young people,
fronted by the just extremely charismatic and talented Marla Dixon. She sings. She plays trumpet. When I'm lucky enough to have a house in New Orleans, and when my family and I go down there, you'll always see us at the Maison on Friday night for dinner for the Shotgun Jazz Band in the front row, requesting songs. And Marla loves my kids and so talented. And yeah, if you've seen her, she'll just set the mic down and just belt out vocals.
It's unbelievable.
With no amplification and fill this very large hall, no problem.
And then, not only the vocals, but then blow the daylights out of that horn.
She's a great trumpet player. A lot of fabulous women jazz musicians in New Orleans. There always has been, but it seems like lately even more, which I just think is just, you know, so awesome.
Yeah.
It was always a male-dominated genre in the early days just because the opportunities weren't there. But so many great women musicians.
Got to give a shout-out to the other incarnation, a band that she fronts called the Shake 'Em Up Jazz Band.
Yes, I brought their CD as well.
All right, good.
So maybe
we'll play
get
some
to
of that.
That. Yeah.
I wanted to play this next CD, though. We just have a little bit of time here, so I'm going to get back to the music. Brand new to KGNU, it's called Petite Fleur. It's Adonis Rose and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra, which he is now heading. And Adonis Rose, ooh, easy on the eyes, girls. Let me tell you, there's something about these drummers in New Orleans. They're all so, so handsome. And Adonis Rose is one of those. I'm so excited to have the CD in here to play. He's joined with Cyril Ami, but we're going to hear a cut called Get the Bucket right here on KGNU. If you have any comments or requests, you can email us dj@kgnu.org.
First you say you don't, and then you do, and then you say you will, and then you won't. You're all decided now, so what are you gonna do?
Now I'm singing a blue song, but it's bluer than blue. I lost a friend I thought true and true, without any warning, since yesterday morning. I'm queen of the blue. Now my eyes are all glassy, but I ain't had a dream. Spent 24 hours just trying to think. Why did he leave me? Why did he leave me? Bluer than blue. Is life a disease? Makes you grieve. Lose all ambition, have run down condition. My mind's insane, my heart's aflame. I miss him so, oh yes I know. No other love song will I ever sing. Blues in my heart will always ring. Why did he leave me? Why did he leave me? Bluer than blue.
Thank you.
That was the Shake 'Em Up Jazz Band, as promised, doing the Savoy Blues. Before that, Lil Hardin, one-time wife of Louis Armstrong.
That's right.
Bluer Than Blue, and then Adonis Rose, Get the Bucket, from his newest release, Petite Fleur, which the next time I do a show, we're going to play that Petite Fleur. But time is of the essence, and I've got a great guest with me tonight on Roots of Jazz, Mr. Scott Johnson, member of Rampart Street Stompers. So tell us a little bit about the Rampart Street Stompers.
You know, I've been an upright bassist for about the last 25 years, and about 6 or 7 years ago, I decided to take up the tuba and try to learn that instrument, and it's been a ton of fun. And so once I got good enough to at least thump along with the band, I formed the Rampart Street Stompers, and we were really inspired by several of the New Orleans bands. I would say Tuba Skinny is one of our big influences, Mashiach Lake and the Little Bighorns, Jason Jerzak, he's a great tuba player in that band. The New Orleans Jazz Vipers, we had a little technical difficulty, but Joe Braun, the leader of that band, is my next-door neighbor on North Rampart Street in New Orleans and a close friend of mine, and the Shotgun Jazz Band. And those are all just groups that I just was really seeking out whenever I had a night off, particularly back when I was just working on my house. I would take evenings out and just go out and hear all these great bands, and so it took a while to find some musicians to play in the New Orleans style. It's kind of its own unique thing. Even regular jazz players aren't always the perfect fit. But it's a fun band, and we draw a lot of our material from what you would hear on a night down on Frenchman Street and just all those great songs from the 20s and 30s.
And so where are you guys playing at these days?
You know, we're a big band. There's seven of us, or six or seven of us, depending. And so we had a good summer of playing outside. Now that we're back inside, it's a little trickier to find a venue to fit us in. We've got a few private engagements coming up, and typically we don't play a lot in the first part of the year. We just rehearse and kind of get ready for the spring and summer push. And so this is kind of the time of the year where we actually sort of regroup and think, let's learn 15 new songs for the next year, because it makes it more fun the more songs you know when you call them on the bandstand. And so yeah, but it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy playing the tuba of all instruments. I would have never dreamed that at 50 years old I could pick up the tuba and learn to play. And it's been a ton of fun.
Well, I remember when Matt Perrine came through here the first time, tuba and sousaphone virtuoso. He and Sam Fuqua, our news director, Sam plays the bass, and they were talking about how good it felt to play the bass, and Matt goes, I think it opens some chakras or something like that. And I was like, man, that sounds about right, you know, because just as a listener, you know, you get that sensation. I can only imagine what it's like to be playing that good stuff.
Yeah, those low notes are fun, and you know, you get to kind of drive the bus when you're on the low part of the spectrum there. And I think all bass players and tuba and sousaphone players relish that role of sort of just driving things along and kind of laying the foundation for the other guys to take off. And that's what makes playing music with other people so much fun.
Indeed. Well, let's get back to the music, because we're going to start this next set off with another performer that you and I both share a deep love. You mentioned Mashiach Lake. Meredith played Mashiach Lake the other day on the Morning Sound Alternative.
Uh-huh.
Just a tremendous singer.
Oh, yeah.
So good. But this lady, Aurora Neeland, also just one of these just remarkably musical geniuses, I would say. Very young.
I would say so, too.
Yeah, yes. Very talented, very knowledgeable, very deep, experimenting. You know, this CD that you brought in particular, I go, oh, this is that avant-garde stuff, which I'm not as crazy about. But we managed to find a little more trad jazz in here. But she, you know, she dabbles in theater. She's just a really, really...
free jazz in New York, and the stuff she does in New Orleans with James Singleton. Mm-hmm. They just do sort of they're kind of avant-garde jazz. And it's not for everybody, I will say that. But if you really appreciate music on a high level, I think you can really learn to enjoy that music and just how, you know, creative it really is.
And Aurora, the music that we're showing you tonight are people that are making a living today, come hell or high water, in New Orleans. So Aurora is definitely one of those. This one is called Devil's Gonna Get You, right here on KGNU.
no turning. There's a fire that's always, always burning.
Mr. Devil
down below,
pitchfork in his hand.
That's where you are going to go.
Do you understand? I said that devil's gonna get you. You know that devil's gonna get you. Oh man, that devil's gonna get you.
Just as sure as you're born.
I said that devil's gonna get you. You know that devil's gonna get you. Oh man, that devil's gonna get you. The way you're carrying on. You go away, stay for weeks on your doggone spree. Come back home, get in my bed, and then you turn your back on me. I said that devil's gonna get you. You know that devil's gonna get you. Oh man, that devil's gonna get you. The way you're carrying on.
speckled sunbird flashed across the sand. Said, here to stand. With a flashy peacock proudly spreads his fan. And here to stand. Well, I met you in my world
was the great Leroy Jones. That goes out to my beloved, who is reclining in the car listening to the Broncos as we spin the discs here for another 10 minutes.
I think we're having more fun than the Broncos fans yeah. tonight if I score yeah. serves me well.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting their butts kicked, but oh well.
Oh well.
It's they're not quite as bad as the Chicago Bears, but they are on par with in parity and poorness with the Chicago Bears. That was Leroy Jones doing the Rebirth Shuffle. And Scott and I are just chatting away in between music here. Again, my guest is Scott Johnson, Boulderite and tuba player with the Rampart Street Stompers.
That's right.
Yes, and so, and I hope that you'll be bitten by the bug, Scott, here. See the beauty.
Well, you never know. It's a nice place. I certainly can talk about this music all night long, probably to the point of somebody would have to eventually cut me off. But
No, but imagine then, too, that you're just spinning it.
Right.
And you get to really seek out the rare cuts, you know, that you think...
I can see the fun in all this.
You can say, hey, you know what? No one is going to hear this one. Like, I did a show during the blues, and I might play this song again because it was so good. It was a food-based show, and it was a song called Lollipop by these two, a husband and wife, like... vaudeville team, and you know how it's the double entendre, right? And
sure.
Oh my goodness, is that a great song.
That's great.
And I don't think I certainly never heard it, and I put some money if anybody else had ever heard that song, Lollipop. So we might go out with that song because it's really, really good. All right, so in that sense, we started off with the great Aurora Neelan, Devil's Gonna Get You, from her CD The Look Back Transmission. The Palmetto Bug Stompers.
Yes, that was
featuring our good friend and wonderful friend of community radio and Boulder legend.
Former mayor of Gold Hill.
That's right.
Boulder legend for sure. Washboard Jazz.
That's right. So when we're in New Orleans, when people go, where are you from? And we go, we're from this little town called Gold Hill. And they go, hey, isn't that where Chaz was the mayor? I mean, everybody knows the story about Chaz being the mayor in Gold Hill.
You know, it's funny, and there, you get that, and you get people who think that Chaz has lived in New Orleans his whole life because yeah. he looks like yeah. and acts like, and he fit in so perfectly there. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny. Think, oh, that guy, you know, I remember him in Colorado playing with Bleecker Street.
Absolutely.
And I play with Steve Sheldon now, the harmonica player from that
cool.
band. So another great musician that I'm lucky to play with, and Chaz is great. Whenever you see Chaz at a club, you show up in New Orleans, and he's always got a big smile.
Yeah, he is the hardest working man in show business. And I also tell
no
this
question.
Story. You know, Chaz is also an extremely skilled musician and a deep, deep well of musicology. Right, he really knows this stuff. And one night, my husband and I stayed up late to hear Corey Henry and the Tremé Funktet.
Vaughn's,
right?
On a Thursday, yeah. I bet. Yeah.
No, this was on at the Frenchman Street.
Okay.
But the show started at 11. We were the oldest people in there. And, you know, trying to stay up late. And, it, you know, this is some serious funk, right? This is,
yes, they're you know, high energy.
Serious funk. And here comes Chaz, sits in with Corey Henry, and the Tremé Funktet. I mean, he can play with anyone.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And, I have heard the same stories from Steve of back when they used to tour at Bleecker Street. They would go to these towns, and he would just go straight to these obscure record stores. And apparently, he's got like some of this, all this odd Western swing that he's a big Western swing guy.
He loves
so there
his
you
Western
go.
Swing.
And well, I, you know, the Washboard Rodeo,
yeah,
one
hello,
of his bands
right.
down there. I mean, those guys. The first time I saw them, they do not look like a swing band when you walk up on them. Man, could they swing
yeah,
hard.
They do swing hard.
That's great. And yeah, that great depth of I think people think, oh, look at the washboard players.
Right.
And they have no idea. Like you
right.
say, that guy knows a ton about music. And I don't know if you remember the Ophelia String Band,
oh, sure.
with Tim Bryan
yeah.
and Pastor Mustard and Dwayne Webster, who's still
yeah,
around.
Yeah.
And I see Dwayne quite a bit. And you know, it's hard to find those old recordings, but that was, you know, there's a lot of similarity what they were doing to kind
oh,
of
yeah.
what goes on in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
So, good stuff. Chaz.
Good stuff.
When Chaz plays, it swings.
Hey, amen to that. All right, we just have a few more minutes. We're going to get back to some music. Of course, no roots of jazz would be complete without Louis Armstrong. So, this one is Ori's Creole trombone. We were talking earlier, I read while I was in New Orleans last year, the biography of Kid Ori. It was really, really well written, well done, very informative. And it's on your bookshelf, Scott. So,
all right.
Yeah. So this one is called Ori's Creole Trombone on KGNU.
Thank you.
just have a few minutes left. We're talking about the miracle of radio, and at 9 o'clock, Roger Hara will be taking you through the big band era with Swing Shift. It's
love
wonderful.
That stuff. Oh, how can you not like big band music? Some of the best.
So that was E.C. Cobb and his Corn Eaters. And sometimes, you know, you just pick a song by the name of the
moment. I couldn't agree more. What a great name, huh? Yeah. You can't make this stuff up.
In this instance, it's the name of the band. E.C. Cobb and his Corn Eaters. We heard the Transatlantic Stop. Stomp. That's from Music Rough Guide's The Roots of Jazz. Hey, Scott, thank you so much.
Oh, Joanne, this has been so much fun. I love finding people here and... Boulder, Colorado, that have the same love of, you know, it's traditional jazz, but I would argue that it's really New Orleans jazz. It's really rooted there. It's the roots spread far and wide from there, but I still feel that it all sort of centers back to that little slice of heaven on the banks of the Mississippi.
Amen. We're going to go out with the Peanut Vendor with the wonderful Preservation Hall. Keep your radio welded right here to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It is 8:59, and Swing Shift is next.
Zen Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Ignite Adaptive Sports at Eldora. Ignite provides snow sport opportunities for people living with disabilities, programs for children, adults, and armed service veterans. Ignite is recruiting volunteers for the upcoming ski season. More information about volunteering with Ignite at igniteadaptivesports.org.
And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Swing Shift is next. Roger at the microphone. And as always, I open with the music from International Sweethearts of Rhythm and their version of Swing Shift. Thank you, Sweethearts of Rhythm, and thank you, Joanne, for a great lead-in show. Lots of great energy from that music out of New Orleans. So, Roger at the microphone, Thursday, October 21st, 2021. From now till 10 p.m., I will be playing music from the big band era, lots of swing songs. And as is my custom since I started doing this show, last show that I do at the end of October, I always pick out some Halloween songs because the big bands did a lot of fun Halloween music. And so I'm going to open with a tune called Old Man Mose from Louis Armstrong, then follow that with Haunted House from Ray Noble, and then Dry Bones, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.
Very crooked nose. Lived in the log hut and they called him Old Man Mose.
Yeah.
Early one morning I knocked at his door. Didn't hear a single sound. I ain't gonna do it no more. Cause I believe.
Old man.
I believe.
Old man.
I believe.
Old man.
That Old Man Mose day. I'm telling you, I believe.
Old man.
I believe.
Old man.
I do believe.
Old man.
That old man Mose did now. Mose kicked the bucket. 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 Now look here. I went around to the side.